start. Thank you for coming. Kathy, will you pray for us?
Sure, dear Lord, we just thank you for what a wonderful conference that it's been so far for the speakers and how they've touched our hearts and helped us this week. I pray for Mrs. Hamilton now just be with her body and continue to heal her. I know that she struggled with a cold this week, and just give us something today that we can use as church pianists. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Okay, well, what I thought we'd do today is I have different outlines and classes that I've taught, but I thought I'm just going to play through some hymns and just give you ideas, mostly for congregational playing, okay? If you play, I love congregational playing. It's my favorite because I love the corporate worship and being a part of it. And I'm very big on painting the lyrics. I'm very big on that, painting the text. I don't like to play every stanza the same. So I try to do something. And many times in our hymns, the first stanza is kind of just like a statement of the theme of whatever. Like, stand up for Jesus is marching, you know, pretty much the whole way. But usually the first stanza is a statement, and then the second stanza many times comes back more meditative somehow, like get the cross, or not always, but sometimes it's a little more meditative. And then usually the last stanza is very big and majestic. So that is a common theme of how I'll outline my congregational accompanying. What was I going to say? Another thing. You know what? I don't know if I have any tissue in my purse.
I
might. Does anybody have a tissue? I'm not sure. Oh, bless you. Thank you. This is Sherilyn. My real name is Sherilyn. S-H-E-R-R-I-L-Y-N.
I've never known that either. Until this last week when you posted about the frog thing. That was the first time I've ever seen it. I was like...
We spell it differently, but thank you so much.
Funny.
Sorry, my voice is kind of whatever it is. Another thing I'm big on is, besides painting the text, is not playing, trying to play musically. Like, songs are divided into phrases. Like, Jesus, keep me near the cross. They're a precious oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made. It's like it's spoken, I'm not saying it right. Music is spoken. Well, it's the language of the emotions, and I'm just trying to, I'm not thinking of the right words I want. But it's like we talk, like when we have a sentence, we're talking, we say, hello, my name is Shelley Hamilton. A lot of times it has, a sentence has a rise in volume and intensity in the middle, and usually kind of tapers off. And sometimes, like, this is right, you know, it might just be... But our music should be like that. I'll just, like a river glorious. See, it's not. It's just not musical at all. And if you were to talk like that, you would make everybody very annoyed and it'd be so pedantic because every syllable is the same. And then also, you want to feel into the keys. I mean, sometimes it's big. You know, but I don't hit the keys. It's more massaging the keys or feeling into the keys like you would knead bread. So just make sure that you're feeling into the depths of the keys, you're not hitting, and that you're painting the text, and that you use phrasing. Okay? And right there would change a lot of hymn players' music. Because I don't think we think that way. I think we get so concentrated on the notes or I don't know what we do. And my mother always, she would tease me because I learned classical first. And she didn't have classical. She grew up on a farm and she learned to play by ear. She'd go home from church and just be able to duplicate it. She wanted to make sure I got classical training. Mm-hmm. So playing by ear is harder for me, where it was second nature for her. But I would be, I think, just so concentrated on getting the right notes or whatever. And I have a lot of drive, like my dad did. And she said everything was loud and fast. Yeah. So I had to really think about the lyrics. And it's just so important, and especially for congregational playing, because people copy what you do. They do. And hopefully your song, that's between leader and director, the leader, won't take everything the same tempo. I mean, music should never be everything the same tempo. Or sometimes I think music directors think, well, you've got to have a lot of life, and they take everything really fast and you can hardly breathe between the phrases. And your music should have life. My dad always said, you want your music to have so much life that if you were to cut it with a knife, it would bleed. So you want it to have life. And you don't want it to be dead. I think being dead is worse than having too much life. Or too fast. Everything too fast. Because you put people to sleep before the pastor comes up to preach. And it just, you need life. But tempo doesn't always equal life. Mm-hmm. So anyway, okay, I was going to, I just have hymns jotted down to just give you ideas, and if you want to record it, that's fine too. But sometimes I enjoy putting the melody in the left hand, even with the congregation. Like, How Great Thou Art, I'll do the chorus. Melody, note in the tenor area, or it could be. But you see, it just gives it a different timbre. So use your imagination. Hopefully you know what your chords are. You know what a chord is? Okay, a triad is three notes built on a C, it's C, G. It can be inverted. Doesn't have to be the C on the bottom. It could be E, G, C. Still a C chord. Or it could be G, C, E. It's still a C chord. It's just inverted. Or you can have, I have my C, E, G chord. I could add a plus two. And that just means, so we have C, E, G. I could write it. I'm not sure where the thing is, but it doesn't matter. I could add a D. That's the plus two. The chord is C. It's built in thirds. C, E, G. That's a third, and that's a third. I can add the D. And it just gives it a little more color. And that can be inverted. D, E, G, C. G, C, D, G, C, D, E. It's all a C plus two chord. And I usually play that. Well, sometimes it's a plus two. It's in root position. I a lot of times add that plus two at the very end of my song. I'm adding it up there too. Instead of, I like that too, but I like to add that plus two. Yeah. if you invert it, so it's G-C-D-E, makes a very, very nice arpeggio. Like, I'll start, it's in last inversion, third and, first inversion, second, third, fourth inversion. G-C-D-E. It fits right under the fingers. 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. G-C-D-E, G-C-D-E. You just flip that thumb under. Or you can do... Or you can come down. You can come down with it. Or a lot of times I'll end a song, like I'll end it with an +2, and then at the end I'll go... That's G. I just did it backwards. I rolled it backwards. It was a C, D, E, G. It's just a little flare of something. I love the +2. So that's why I wanted to tell you about that. But still going on with the melody in the left hand, you can do it with triplets. Piano arrangement. I don't think I've done that for congregational, but it's just putting the left hand, the melody in the left hand. You can do it in a single note, which I don't think it down in the bass would be a little muddy. I would do it in the left hand. I would do it more in the tenor range. But if I could double the, like a bass and a tenor singing, I tend to think in instruments too. Like that almost sounds like a cello and a string bass, or a trombone. You can do that in more congregation. No, that's not right. You know, anyway. But it's just, it's a nice break. And believe me, your people are going to know that you did something different. I wouldn't do it probably the first stanza, but I would do it, and not every song, maybe once every month. Yeah, I don't know. And you don't want to overdo anything. Well, that was another song I thought of. Servant's Heart. Do you all know that song Ron wrote? See it. Hymn playing should be an extension of your spiritual life. Mm. You don't have one life and then you come into church and play a hymn. You have this relationship with God and with Jesus in the week. And it just spills over into your piano playing. And I think people know the difference. If you're just up there to play him, or if you really, this is meaningful to you, what you're doing. And the lyrics. That's why I like to paint the lyrics. Otherwise, I mean, you know, you can sing a hymn each week and it just you know, you're not even thinking about the words. But when you, as the pianist, start painting it, people do sit up and listen, like, oh, what is that saying? Oh, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Okay, so I was going to do just several different techniques. Rejoice in the Lord on the chorus. A lot of times I will do... all it is, I've got the soprano and the alto. And then in that particular case, I'm just repeating the tenor.
By the piano because you got to wipe the snot off your nose every time you sing that song. Like, snot on the piano
so
is not pretty.
But it's just instead of just on. And I mean, sometimes I will do that, and I'm not making fun of that because that is like a statement. But I try to change it up sometimes, and that's just one way to do it. Mm-hmm. Or breaking up the chord, because don't you, a lot of times, one of the first steps in building your hymn playing style to make it more, use more of the keyboard, is to put the tenor in your right hand, mm-hmm. and you have your bass, so you've got your tenors, alto and soprano, and so I'm just breaking, you know, I'm just either delaying the alto, and I don't want to, you don't want to do that all the time. I'm just trying to give you different techniques so not everything sounds the same. Okay, hear my Lord. Some songs lend themselves to like an echo. Like, do you know the song Hear My Lord that Ron wrote? Lord, I give myself. There's space. Here am I, and I'll probably do it up an octave, maybe with four notes. So I'm doubling the melody and the alto and tenor. Version. There's time in that for an arpeggio, but that's the plus two, and it gives just a little bit more color. Or wings as eagles. You know, just a little echo that when there's space in there. God gives me that eagle. it's just another way to do that.
We did that even my previous church and school, we were the Eagles, and that became our school theme song.
Wings of Eagles.
I taught that to K-4 all the way through 12. It was amazing to hear them sing together. But we would do this side, God gives wings,
God gives wings.
As Eagles. As
oh, how fun.
It was really fun to do that then for them on the piano.
That is so fun.
Yeah.
And sometimes on the Mr. Slippy River Raid, this song first made its appearance. We wanted to depict running. And what is that movie, the man that didn't run on Sundays?
Chariots
of Fire.
Yeah, that's it.
And it was a... But that is kind of a running. You just have to be careful with that because it can sound too much or too loud or whatever. You just have to be careful to keep it kind of light or bum, 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 bum. Not bad. But that is one way. Okay, on the last stanza, I might do that. And it gives motion. You're wanting to give some motion, especially for something that is like Wings as Eagles. Fine. You're picturing in our life as a race, a Christian race. anyway, so that's Wings as Eagles. I was going to play I Stand Redeemed. How long do we have? I don't
know. Another 7 minutes.
Seven?
Yeah, 6 minutes.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking how great thou art. Let me do a little bit of that. Got a big congregation, the organ's going, maybe you've got an orchestra or somebody else playing the melody. But anyway, paint the words is all I'm saying. And then the last, what's the last stanza? I just go up in the upper register. In humble adoration. I use the extremities of the piano and get my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. Mm-hmm. So word painting. You have to practice it at home if you're not used to doing that. Let's see. Oh, I was going to show you this in this hymn book, the Rejoice Hymnal. This is one that Ron and I produced. Dad and I produced the Majesty Hymnal that we had before this one. But in this one, all those notes I had in a lot of them. That was a job. Okay, $199 save the world.
I'm saying I like, and it's spiral bound.
What?
How come I don't have a spiral bound one?
like $25. Maybe. I know, you
know,
just
don't buy a spiral bound.
I hope they sent several. I haven't seen my table yet. Were there any?
I don't
spiral hymnals? And I wrote a special text. There are no hymnals?
Mm-hmm. No. Just give it to God and always only good.
Well, there was the piano arrangement. There was five or six of those, but
yeah, that's okay. That's okay. If this last week, everybody in the office was sick. What's today? Friday. Yeah. Rajesh went home sick. Our office manager had a migraine. Susan Perry, our head of our customer service, went home nauseated. It was almost everybody got sick this last week. So. They have a reason. They have an excuse. I said, please, that's a spiral hymnals.
That's great. Yeah, I know how to get them.
Anyway, you can order them online, but you have to pay shipping. That's the problem.
I will send my brother-in-law in. Dell, go get this, and this.
Oh, her brother-in-law does our artwork for our... Well, he used to draw. And then Dana, his brother, now does the artwork on our pageant ventures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The talented brothers. Oh my word. Okay, so what I wanted to tell you, there's 33 hymns in the Rejoice hymnal that have a last stanza setting. So what we do at our church is we would do the first two or three verses, you know, like traditional hymn, four-part the harmony. And then a lot of times we would go up a step or a half step. To make the, you can't go too far, the range would be too big for the singers. But then we would, there's a little modulation, and then the song leader says everyone sing the melody. And then you can change the chords. Mm-hmm. But you can't do that when they're singing the four parts. But like, or this makes a very nice prelude. Your instrumentalist, your organ, synthesizer, whatever you have, or we have them in instrument books for all the different instruments. But you see how that just kind of changes, and everybody's singing melody, it really is powerful. It's one of my favorite things for congregation is to do a last stanza setting where the chords are different and the strength of that. I'll do just one more. Greatest Thy Faithfulness we have. Let me just get to the chorus. Played in E flat. Song leader, we're going to repeat Great is Thy Faithfulness 3 times at the end. Mm-hmm. And that even just be nice in a prelude to give you a little bit of variety.
Okay, well, I hope there was something that you took away today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.